You are listening to Present Truth Ministries Radio, telling the world that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
Welcome to PTM Radio. In this segment today, we have Brother Dan Fair from Manitoba, and he does missions work in Mongolia. Welcome, Brother Dan.
Yeah, praise the Lord. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you so much for joining us. And just wanted to get you on and get an update about the missions work going on in Mongolia. So give us a little update about your last trip that you had.
Well, you know, the last trip was probably one of the more challenging ones that we've had, and we know the enemy doesn't want to let go, that he's had something a grip or a hold of a country for all these years, and so we planted more seed and watered some seed and baptized some more people, and you know, the truth must go on.
Amen. That's wonderful. So what were some of those challenges that you faced on this trip?
Well, we had wanted to, you know, there's four messages that have been translated but not proofread. And so our main objective was to sit with the people that we had and try to get them proofread. And, I mean, we got one proofread, and then the translator's friend died, and they wanted to go do outreach work in the villages. People were calling us. They wanted to, you know, have some services. They wanted to be, you know, have some baptisms, and I wanted to get the translating done, and so there ended up, you know, two different directions, and, you know, when you got a horse pulling two different directions, you don't get very far, but it was just really the enemy just trying to slow things down and, you know, hinder the work, but we got one message completely translated and printed, and we got that distributed in the villages, and so by God's grace, we'll keep on going.
Amen. That's wonderful to hear, and it's both of those directions that you're being pulled are good directions. So, you know, it's important to have the leading of the Lord, and it sounds like you got that translation done and were able to get it printed. So, you know, that's the thing that can sustain and can go to places that you could never imagine that it would end up going to. While you're at home doing your ministry, God is using those books to do the ministry. There's a quote from Brother Branham. I think I read it in your church, and he said these translations go into many of the languages, and I think he was speaking prophetically. He said they go into places where you couldn't imagine, and they, I think it's one way that God is using to bring the people the truth. So praise the Lord for that. So talk to me about one or two different outstanding testimonies that you had on this recent trip.
Well, one of a wonderful thing happened was we there's a pastor that was kind of, you know, opposing us a little bit, but we were at a train station, and he was supposed to take a taxi, and we were going to take a bus or something. We both ended up at a train station, and unbeknown to each other, and we ended up spending 4 hours on the train traveling to another town, and he began to share with us how he'd been a wanted prisoner in Mongolia he had 18 years of prison, and he ran away for 5 years, and he turned himself in after that, and through all that, he gave his life to the Lord, and he's ministering, and he wanted to work with us, and it was really wonderful. He shared how the meetings that we've had in the past, he's heard us, that he was always really blessed, and so he invited me to speak to his leadership team, his song leaders and different ones, and we ended up baptizing his song leader, and so it was just amazing how God brought two opposites together, and I shared him that the only message that we had in print was Eagle Strother Nest, and he said, he read a little bit, he said, this Sunday, this is what I'm going to be preaching on, you know?
Oh my.
And it was just wonderful to see how God was using him, and you know, but there's been many people baptized, but we need spiritual food in due season for them to grow, and that's mm-hmm. kind of where we're trying to concentrate our efforts right now.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And then there was another testimony that you had shared there regarding a phone conversation and how that happened. So would you explain that to us?
Would you commit to praying for a PTM missionary working in the Middle East today? You can become a PTM missionary prayer sponsor by going to our website, presenttruthmn.com/missionary-prayer-sponsor. Go there and sign up today. You can stand with your brothers who are standing for the message that God sent to us through the ministry of Brother Branham in the Middle East. They are serving on the front lines in the Middle East, facing many difficulties. We consider it the final frontier where the message must go before God turns back to dealing with the Jewish people. And these faithful workers for God are active in church planting, evangelism, Bible and message books distribution, and pastoring. Their ministries vary, but they all face the same risk of persecution and suffering. They ask for your prayers. So go to our website, presenttruthmn.com, and go under Missionary Updates, and you'll see Missionary Prayer Sponsors, and sign up to be a prayer sponsor today. We will send you a magnet that you can place on your refrigerator, and it will remind you every day to pray for a missionary, a very specific missionary in the Middle East. It'll have their name, their ministry, a little bit of their testimony, and three specific prayer points that you can lift up to God on a daily basis. We thank you so much, and may God richly bless you.
To our listeners?
Yeah, well, we were at a train station again, supposed to head up to another village, about a six-hour train ride, and the pastor had my phone number, because usually my translator would answer my phone, and I answered the phone, and she started speaking to us, and I said, I just told her in English, I says, we're going to be there at a certain time, and but I knew very well she didn't understand, because she was Mongolian, but I thought, oh, well, I'll just kind of make a conversation, and when we got there, and I spoke through a translator, she was kind of disappointed, and she says, when you talked on the phone, you spoke perfect Mongolian, and I'm perplexed now, you don't even know how to speak one word Mongolian. And so on our conversation, or at least when I had spoke to her, she said she had heard me in perfect Mongolian. And so she had told the church, the man speaks perfect Mongolian. And so they were a little disappointed when I spoke English. But I said, you know what? I said, that's the book of Acts in action. I says, and each man heard them in their own language, you know. And she got baptized. She was baptized in Jesus' name.
Wow.
And I found out she could understand some Russian, so we left her some Russian messages and tapes, and she's been feeding on that and just been rejoicing. So we're
Praise
really
Lord.
Looking forward to going back there and spending some more time with her and trying to ground her and getting them a little bit deeper.
Amen. That's wonderful. So give us all a big picture of where the work is at this stage for Mongolia, and add in there kind of your plans for the future.
Well, right now we probably have more than 50 or 60 people that we have baptized, but we don't have spiritual food, we don't have no ministry, we have no church, we have nothing to give to them. So just recently my translator and her husband, they went and revisited all these villages, just tried to encourage them, you know, with a little bit of the message that they know. And boy, those people were so happy. And then they met some other ministers from some other villages, and they said, well, you come to our villages and do some more teaching there. And so that has opened up the door now to more places to go. But I told my translator or contact there, I said, we have to have at least two messages translated and printed so you have something to go with when you go visit these churches. So they're right now, as we speak, they're translating the message, Third Exodus. Wonderful. And that should be ready fairly soon. And hopefully in the next month or so, if we can get those books printed, then they can go on another mission trip to the villages and share and some more things. And then, God willing, in February, Brother Lukram from Nepal is going to go to Mongolia and spend some time encouraging them again. And then, the Lord willing, we'll, in June, we want to travel there again ourselves to further strengthen the work, encourage them, and you know, meet some of the new contacts that our translators have been making there.
MessageHub.info is a website that is gathering all the sermons of Brother Branham, both in English and that have been translated into languages around the world. I'm looking at the website right now, and I can see that there are sermons in Arabic, Armenian, Farsi, Spanish, Italian, Indonesian, Afrikaans, Polish, Russian, Hindi, Greek, all these languages that the message has been translated to. So you can go and you can get access to those. If you meet someone who speaks Arabic, you can go in and pull up the Arabic and you can look and see that there are four sermons there. There's the Invisible Union of the Bride of Christ and Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed, and Attract Churches That Conquer the Laity, as well as a resume of the ages. So this is a wonderful website and a wonderful resource that you can use in order to spread the message of Malachi 4.
That's wonderful. So things are happening, and it's moving forward. Maybe we'd like to see a different type of progress or something to that effect. We always like to see things a little differently than the Lord has it planned, but His ways are perfect. And you know, in that follow-up you're doing and that work you're doing, God is sovereignly moving, and I'm so thankful for that. And we're really looking forward to see what the Lord will do in the coming months. And again, we'll bring you back on and get the updates and just appreciate what you're doing, Brother Dan, for the Lord and spreading this message in the last days. So God bless you. And if you have any closing thoughts that you want to share with our listeners, feel free to go ahead.
Well, I just remember here now also there's a lady that's heard me speak Mongolian, and her son goes to university in Russia, and he speaks not bad English, but he got to Russia and his university classes, something got messed up, so he had to come back to Mongolia till next September, and he couldn't understand why the university was closed with him. And so he came to the city, and now he's working with our translator to proofread the books. So I said, well, I'm thinking, well, maybe the Lord shut the door in the university so he could spend the next, you know, 8 months translating this message and getting into the hearts of the people, you know. And I feel it's just like Rahab, you know, Jericho was set for destruction, but God in his mercy and love and grace, you know, had a little elected Rahab that, you know, she'd heard the word and she'd heard about a great supernatural God that the children of Israel were serving, and she wanted that God. And I said, well, you know, that's what I desire for people to see, that the God that we serve is a supernatural God. He's a powerful God. He's a loving God. He cared for Rahab, the only one in the whole city, but he came to her and he loved her. And when she realized the love of God that he had for her, she responded and her faith reached out. And and I believe we serve that same supernatural God that she believed in. She says, I heard about the Red Sea. I heard about the manna. And she says, I want that God. And that's our desire, is to present and bring that God to the people, that they can fall in love with the same God of Elijah, the God of Brother Branham, you know, the God of Daniel, that great God that we serve.
Amen. That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Brother Dan. May the Lord richly bless you.